With all due respect, with JD of the Morning Mess.
Oh, I said with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
Live 101.5.
With all the valley waiting for this man to take over the show, me and Sienna ask why. Guess we're not good enough, Sienna.
I know. I guess we just have to sit back and let this man yap.
Yep. Yapper on radio. Sienna, your guy, Joey boy. All right, JD taking over. He can't be canceled as long as he says.
With all due respect, if your name is Nick, Howie, Kevin, AJ, or Brian, I know I can hear you guys and see your faces already, then I hope when you're walking downstairs, you forget about that last one. The Backstreet Boys announced they extended their residency and added 7 shows in December and January due to high demand at the Sphere, and I'm upset, guys. There's nothing better than doing something everyone is jealous they couldn't do and rubbing it in their faces. All you millennials and other whiny babies knew they were coming for a whole year, and because you're selfish, now they're forced to work more and put their bodies at risk, all for your entertainment. You made them start the day after Christmas and even work on New Year's Eve. Erroneous! I just hate when we can't make people hate their lives for missing out on something. It's part of life. Joey, you're a parent. Actions have consequences. Now, a lot of you guys are saying this is good for the Backstreet Boys.
This is good for the Backstreet Boys.
And they're good. You know, they're going to make more money. Guys, the average age of these gentlemen is 83. They want to spend time with their families, make people pay the price for not being an adult and doing things on time. Joey missed out on Usher's residency. He feels miserable.
Miserable.
That's how I want people to feel about the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere. With that said, if you disagree, then I hope you forget it's your wife's birthday today. With all due respect.
With all due respect, I do have regret.
See?
I do have regret. I feel like what the picture you've painted on your little adventure to Las Vegas to see these guys, it looked pretty dope. I wish I went with you.
I appreciate it. And that's how I want you to feel. And Bad Bunny, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I believe you're trying to convince yourself.
I really am.
But both of you, you know you need to go to Bad Bunny. Now, if Bad Bunny extended this residency in Puerto Rico,
I would love it.
Shame on him. What? No, what? You need to have FOMO. You need to go now.
No, the Eras needs to
tour,
give me a chance.
Never happening. No, don't give people a chance. He gave you the dates. Make it happen.
Because it's that easy.
I want to swipe the credit card so
just do
bad.
It, dude.
Do it.
Five,
close
four,
your eyes.
Three,
it's
two, one.
So much
do it.
Money, dude.
Now.
To go, the flight, the hotel, and the ticket to see Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico is so much money.
Joey, think 5 years from now. Talk to Joey 5 years from now. If he looks back and goes, you know what? I'm so happy I swiped my card and was just a grown-up. And made a big boy decision.
Are any parents listening right now doing their bar mitzvah with their kid? You need a host. Hire me.
Does anyone need Spider-Man?
I would totally dress up as Spider-Man if you could fund me and Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico. Oh my God. With all due respect, obviously.